From Clochar Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon, you're very welcome to our program. In a few minutes we'll be turning to the Psalm number 1, where we'll be continuing our studies into the happy man. First, here's the children of Mourne Independent Christian School. They're singing the 40th Psalm. This afternoon we're turning to the Psalm 1, reading from verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, or sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Today we're considering the words of verse 2 of this psalm. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Last Wednesday I commenced a series of studies into this psalm. The blessed man whom we discover here is in the original Hebrew called the happy man. Therefore the title of these messages is The Happy Man. I am sure you wish to be happy, to be content and to be at peace. Here in this psalm we discover the secret of true happiness. Last week I talked about the character of the happy man. He is defined in the verse 1 by what he does not do. He does not walk with the ungodly. He refuses to stand with sinners, and he will not sit with the scorners. If you are to be happy, dear listener, you need to lead a life that avoids the sins of this world. There are certain practices a Christian ought not to indulge in, and there are influences a believer should not be under. And if an unbeliever is to become a believer, there must be a turning away from sin. The Bible calls this repentance. Today we're moving on to think about the craving of the happy man. There are so many people who regard Christians as being boring. The child of God is considered as not having a life because he does not drink, gamble, smoke, or dance. I can testify that I am perfectly happy without all the pastimes that so many consider essential. Where then does a Christian derive his pleasure? Here in this verse 2, we discover that the happy man is content as long as he possesses a copy of the scriptures to read and to study. We'll look at the craving that the happy man has for the Word of God today. Firstly, I wish to talk about the pleasure which the happy man derives from the Word of God. This second verse of the Psalm 1 tells us that this individual who is so blessed delights himself in the law of the Lord. He regards the Bible as being his most precious possession, and it is a book which never ceases to thrill his heart. If you wish to be happy, then it is so important that you realize the importance of the Word of God. We should be delighted with the Scriptures because they contain the mind of God. In 2 Timothy 3:16 we learn that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. This word inspiration means breath. The Bible is the breath of God. Our breath is something which comes from within our being. Therefore, our breath is essentially part of ourselves. God breathed, and from within his infinite being, he created his word. Therefore, the scriptures have all the attributes of God. As the Lord does not sin, therefore his word can contain no errors, because it is his breath. The scriptures are the word of God. Their histories are accurate and have never been disproved. Many of the prophecies of this book have already been fulfilled, teaching us that the future prophecies will yet come to pass. We can rely upon this sure word of testimony. As God is unchangeable, the truths of the Bible cannot be altered. As God is eternal, his word will always survive and will never cease to be relevant. Christ said in Matthew 24:35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Throughout the years of time, there have been literary giants, men who have written, men who have studied, men who have contributed much through their learning, and yet their books are not read today. Their books are unheard of today. But this book, the Bible, is still with us, you see, because it's not the word of a man, it's the word of God. This book that contains the mind of God teaches us what we are to believe concerning God. We discover the God of creation, who formed this universe out of nothing in 6 days. We discover the God of justice, who punishes sin. We discover a holy God who dwells in light that no man can approach unto. We discover a God of love, who sent his only Son to Calvary in order that we might be saved through him. The Bible does not just tell us about God, but it also teaches us the duty that God requires of man. We learn that we must repent of our sins and come to Christ for mercy and forgiveness. When we do this, we gain peace with God and assurance of sins forgiven. This book is so important because it deals with the issues of eternity. Every other book teaches about time, but time is carrying us through life like a mighty river into the vast ocean of eternity. And one day this river will empty you and I out into eternity. And it is absolutely vital that we are prepared for this eventuality, that we are made ready to meet God. The Bible unlocks the secrets to these vital eternal issues, and therefore happy is the man, and happy is the woman, who appreciates and discovers the truth of this most wonderful of all books. Secondly, I wish to talk to you about the preoccupation of the happy man. The scriptures teach us here that this individual who enjoys the contentment which is so elusive in the world today meditates upon the word of God. This word meditates means to muse upon, to think about, or to study. The person who is a Christian derives intense pleasure out of spending time with the scriptures. We meditate upon the word of God by reading it. It is so important that you read God's word. This happy man meditated upon God's word, we are told, day and night. This tells me that we should be regular in our reading of scripture. The Bible is not a book to be opened on Sundays. It is an everyday book. This implies discipline. It is vital that we devote time every day for the reading of the scriptures. I would recommend that you get used to reading through whole books of the Bible by taking a set number of chapters each day. If you, for example, were to read 4 chapters a day, you could read the entire Bible in 1 year. Doctors tell us to eat a balanced diet. If we were to concentrate on one kind of food, it would be to the detriment of our health. If we are to be happy, we must make every effort to acquaint ourselves with the whole Bible, not with a few favorite passages here and there. Certainly there will be passages you'll not understand when you do this. This is where meditating is important. We need to spend time in prayer, asking God to help us discover truth and dig below the surface. It may be helpful to write down questions as you read. If you wish to contact myself, I will be delighted to attempt to answer these questions as the Lord gives grace. Meditation also involves placing ourselves under the preaching of God's word. Always ensure, dear listener, that you are in a place of worship on the Lord's day where you can be taught the scriptures. In Titus 1 verse 3, Paul writes that God hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me, according to the commandment of God our Saviour. In neglecting the public ministry of the word, you neglect one of the means which God has given to help his people grow in the grace of the gospel. Being preoccupied with the Bible is important because it is through this book God speaks to our hearts. Therefore, by reading, by meditating, and by listening to the preaching of the word, you are opening your ears to God's voice. If you wish to hear the Lord, I would urge you to read and consider the scriptures. And if you do this with a seeking heart, God will speak to you. In Jeremiah 29:13, he promises, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Dear listener, have you been seeking God? Take out the word, read it prayerfully. God will speak to you when you seek for his voice. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the scriptures and let the Bible speak.